What's up, guys, and welcome to the Sports Ethos DFS Today podcast. I'm your host, Sam Cantalupo, others known as DGCMECaps on Twitter and all other platforms. I'll once again be solo to break down today's main slate of NBA action, getting all of our information from the DraftKings platform. Tonight, we have a big Game 7 between the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics. But before we get into that, guys, I want you guys to check out the injury report using sportsethos.com/live. Injury report, and it can be found in today's DFS delivery as well. Like I said, tonight, guys, we have a big Game 7 against the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics. I thought the Heat had that game on Saturday until Derek White played hero ball and forced Game 7. So, guys, let's get right into it, and let's start off first on the Heat side of the ball. We got Jimmy Butler. He's going to be $20,400 for us tonight. He's going to be in my captain spot. And he can give us the best value with double the points as he will in that captain spot. He's only $300 cheaper than Jason Tatum, but that $300 could be used elsewhere towards the end of building your lineups tonight. So I say lock in Jimmy buckets to your captain spot. Watch these points go crazy. $20,000 for Jimmy. You won't go wrong with him tonight. I'll also be looking at Caleb Martin. He's going to be $7,000 for us, and he went off in Game 6. He played max minutes, 41 minutes. He had 21 points, 15 rebounds, and that stat line turned into 48.25 fantasy points. The Heat will need Martin again in a critical Game 7 tonight, so lock him in one of the utility spots for a nice 7K. Now on the Celtics side of the ball, we're going to be looking at the hero of Game 6, Derek White. He's $6,400, and he is the reason why the Celtics were able to force in Game 7 tonight. In Game 6, White had 11 points with 4 boards and 6 assists. He also had 3 blocks and 1 steal, while playing max minutes, 42 minutes, and turning in a 34.5 fantasy point night. White tonight will be on the high of winning Game 6 on Saturday. So I look for him to be a big part of tonight's offense. So definitely get him in for $6,400. And now I'm also going to be looking at Marcus Smart. He's $7,800, and Smart in Game 6 had 21 points with 4 rebounds. While playing max minutes, he played 42 minutes. That turned into 27.5 fantasy points on the night, and that's not really any players that will give us value. There aren't really any players, in my opinion, that will give us value tonight that are under 6K. So if you do have enough, add Smart in and watch them pull together your lineups for Game 7. Now, guys, the top value play of the night, I'm going to go back to our boy Derek White, the hero of Game 6. Like I said, he was the hero, and he definitely is the reason why they were able to force a Game 7 tonight, the Celtics were. Like I said, in Game 6, he had 11 points, 4 boards, 6 assists, and he played 42 minutes. I think he'll play another max minutes. He could have another 11, 12 points, possibly maybe 6 boards, maybe even a low and double-double, turn those 6 assists into 10 assists with 11, 12 points. So I think definitely that 34.5 fantasy point night, he could have somewhere around there again, and he gives us a great value back for $6,400 for us tonight. Now, the Thrive Fantasy player props from the Thrive Fantasy app, we're going to go Jimmy Butler over 28.5 total points. He has been held in check for most of the series, but tonight for Game 7, he wants that dub. So the Heat will have to unleash the beast in Jimmy buckets, and that means Butler scores at least 30 tonight, guys. I'm going to call it right here. He's going to score at least 30 points for us and for them. And they have a big chance, a big possibility of winning this Game 7. And then I'm going to go over to the other star on the other side of the ball, Jason Tatum. I think he's going to be over 32.5 total points. So we have 2 overs. I usually try to go 1 over, 1 under, but we're going to have 2 overs for Game 7, a special article. It's a special podcast here. 2 overs. On Saturday, I did not think Tatum would score over 30 points, and he blew me out of the water by having 25 points in the first half. So I think he'll have another big game and help his team move on to the finals. Lock Tatum in for 32.5 total points. I'm not going to doubt Tatum again. I had a nice SGP same game parlay on Saturday, and he was one of the reasons why it blew up in my face because he had 25 points in the first half. So we're going to go Jimmy Butler over 28.5 total points, and we're going to go Jason Tatum over 32.5 total points. And guys, for the Game 7, this was a quick one. That's going to do it for us. That's all I have on Sports Ethos DFS Today podcast. Once again, I am DJ Sammy Caps, and you can find me on Twitter at DJ Sammy Caps. I'm going to post my same game parlay for tonight, so look out for that tweet right before game time here. Read my article, listen to this podcast as much as you guys can in the next 8 hours before game time, before tip off here, and leave us a review, guys. Let us know how we're doing. I am always happy to hear from you guys. I know Sports Ethos always wants to know, wants to grow, and you guys might see me in another sport here soon. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Look out for the NFL stuff. We're working really hard on that stuff, guys. It's a lot of behind the scenes. We're working hard on it. So I can't wait until we could release that for you guys. We have a lot of good guys on the team. So, guys, until next time, DJ out.